Why should I?
Because you're not all bad.
Yes, I am.
Ben Wade is a bad man who has robbed so many banks, stagecoaches, and trains in 1880s Arizona that while his legend grows among local youngsters thanks to sensational news reports and popular pulp novels, he also becomes a prime target of lawmen and bounty hunters alike.
Well, would you look at all this? Y'all spared no expense this time, Byron. I gotta say, though, it's probably cheaper just to let me rob the damn thing.
A careless moment, or perhaps a longing for a new challenge, and Wade is captured. When word reaches his ruthless outlaw gang, they're just as determined to break him free, no matter who they have to kill.
You better tell me where they took him, or you will burn.
Contention! All right! They're going to contention! Later, put him on the 310 to Yuba Prison tomorrow!
Guarding the prisoner and determined to get him on the 310 train to Yuma is cattleman Dan Evans. His ranch is in trouble because the cattle have no water, and Evans needs the reward offered by the railroad company.
I was expecting to collect a $200 reward for that man. I'm delivering him to contention. I need that money.
Need it bad enough to die?
Forced together by circumstance, the outlaw and the upright citizen find they have more in common than either ever imagined. That's how Russell Crowe, who plays Wade, sees it.
Right from when Dan's character first confronts Ben Wade, and there's a steadiness about Dan, you know, I don't think Ben Wade comes across that very often. People have an extreme reaction to him or whatever, you know, because of the reputation that precedes him. So I think that begins a sort of a kernel of respect, and that's what grows.
Just lay down your gun, let me walk out the door. It's worth $400 to me.
Is that what you reckon my price is?
No. No, I reckon it's $1,000.
Isn't that kind of reckless of you, Wade? Seeing as you're so sure that your crew's coming to get you?
Well, they're coming down. Sure as God's vengeance, they're coming. But I just like to do things easy.
You know, I don't think that Wade actually has a moral compass necessary or a conscience. He couldn't care less, you know. He'll do whatever he needs to do right in that moment to make the balance come his way. But I think he sees a little bit of his own fight in Dan, you know. So there's a sort of a tinge of empathy. However, at any stage, if that was threatened, you don't know, there might be a different response.
50 years ago, in the original film version of 310 to Yuma, Glenn Ford played the outlaw, and Van Heflin was Dan Evans. In the 2007 version, Christian Bale co-stars as the upright but conflicted cowboy, and says he turned to that original film for some insight into the character.
I embrace everything I can. I don't necessarily take anything from it, but, you know, if there's a book, which this actually is a short story by Elmore Leonard, then, of course, I'm going to read that. I'm going to take a look at the other movie, see if there's anything of interest for me in it, you know, and then go make it my own after that. But I have no problems with seeing other people's interpretations of it. It's not going to limit me, which I think some people fear.
Director James Mangold doesn't dismiss the label of remake.
Well, it wasn't so much as redoing it as much as I wanted the experience of telling the story. And in doing so, I thought I'd bring a modern point of view to the story. I mean, I thought I'd investigate things that were either too violent or too kind of delicate to look into in 1957.
But Mangold, whose films include Walk the Line and Girl Interrupted, also believes that, though set in 1883, this Western is full of relevance for today's world.
What was really important to me was the idea of the Western as a kind of fever dream of American anxiety, and we've played out our fears of political persecution, religious persecution, our own brutality against Native peoples, the brutality of us against ourselves, of big business against the small-timer. All these things are played out, and all these things are extremely resonant, and in relation to today's world, I think we were really trying to explore some of the issues of our political issues of our country right now. There's a lot of interesting stuff you get to put in a movie, but in a way, the film's never called controversial because it's not existing in this kind of modern political landscape, and these issues are getting played out allegorically.
What time is it? About 3:10. Where's the 310 of Yuma?
Running late, I suppose.
Damn trains. Never can rely on them, huh?
310 to Yuma also features Hollywood veteran and veteran of many westerns, Peter Fonda, as a crusty bounty hunter. Ben Foster plays the homicidal sidekick in Wade's outlaw gang, and Gretchen Mol is rancher Dan Evans' wife, trying to make a life for their family on the frontier. The film was shot on location in the mountains and remote canyons of New Mexico. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.